The reading is John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so much. So, are we ready to make Christingles? Fantastic. Okay, so get out of your bag. And hopefully you'll have, if you haven't got one and would like one, please put your hand in the air and the team at the back will get you one. There's enough for everybody. So please do make one. There's loads of them. And because if you don't have them now, you'll be getting them home with you. And so please do take one. There's loads for everybody, adults and children alike. When it comes to Christingles, we're all children of God. So the first thing to get out is the orange. And if you want to just move the wee tacks down a wee bit, take them off the tin foil and put them further down on the orange. And then take a little bit of tin foil off the top of the orange. This was just to keep the juice in. But before we start to talk about this, just a wee bit of history on Christingles. The word Christingle probably comes from German Christkindl, which means Christ child. And the first Christingle service was in 1747 in Marienborn in Germany. And the Bishop Johannes de Wattville wanted to have a simple way with symbolism at a children's service to explain the joy that there is whenever we have Christ living within us, God our Emmanuel, by the Holy Spirit living in us, and the joy and the peace that that brings into our lives. And so he gave each child at that service in 1747 a candle and a red ruffle, like a ruffly ribbon. And then he explained the symbolism of the candle and the ruffle, and then every child went home with that candle. And in the Moravian Church, of which Bishop de Wattville was part, it became a tradition over the years ahead. And so in the Moravian Church, on the Sunday before Christmas or on Christmas Eve, there's a tradition of Christingles, but it's one that's become widespread throughout the world, and particularly in the UK since the 1960s with the Children's Society. And so that's why so often we have these wonderful services and the smell of orange, which we're going to be able to enjoy as we go along. So the orange, what do you think the orange is, represents? What do you think the orange symbolizes? A nice round orange, the world. So there we go. And there's a Christingle carol that we're going to sing. And the wee words were just in the back, the slide back again, please, there, Rodney. And the first verse of the carol goes like this. It's rounded like an orange, this earth on which we stand, and we praise the God who holds it in the hollow of his hand. And so the orange represents the earth, the world in which we live. And there's a verse in the Bible which tells us that Jesus was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. And Holly included those words in the reading. And so the amazing thing is, Jesus came to the earth, that the earth, the people of the earth, we didn't recognize him. But you and I have recognized him. And so the candle represents Jesus, the light of the world. So please take the candle. You may want to use a spare bit of tin foil underneath the candle. And then, this could be the trickiest bit, is to push the candle into the orange so that we know that Christ Jesus came into the world. He is the light of the world, and he illuminates the world. So that can be the tricky bit, just getting the candle into the orange, and that should release some lovely orange smell. And in John 8, Jesus said this, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And so that represents Christ, who is the light of the world. And we'll talk a bit about the fact that we also have a role to play because we have the light of Christ in us. The next thing then is the ribbon. And the ribbon, the red ribbon, represents the love and the blood of Jesus Christ, which was given for the whole world, for every single human being throughout history. So then take the tack and put it at the start of the ribbon, holding the red ribbon onto the orange with the first tack, and then wrap the red ribbon around the orange. Some have dashed ahead, and I've got it on already, brilliant. And then you put the tack through the two bits of ribbon wrapped around the orange, and that should hold the red ribbon in place. And the red ribbon represents the love of God shown to us in Jesus Christ. And the carol that we're going to sing in a wee minute, the second verse says, "The ribbon round the orange reminds us of the cost, how the shepherd, strong and gentle, gave his life to save the lost." Jesus died for you. Jesus died for every single one of us because God our Father loves us. And no matter who we are or what we've done in the past, you are loved by God. And Jesus Christ has made a way for all of us to come into relationship with the Father and to have the light, the love, the Holy Spirit of Christ not only with us but actually in us. That's what Christ came to do. Now the next thing are the four cocktail sticks. And if you're looking down the orange, like the compass points, you put a cocktail stick into the four different sides of the orange. If something that's round can have sides, then you put the cocktail sticks into the four different sides. It's like a compass as you look down from above. Be careful, because there's some sharp bits, obviously, with the tacks and with the cocktail sticks. And when you have those in place, it's time for the fruit. Now the cocktail sticks, they represent the four seasons. Can anyone remember what the four seasons are? And it's not a group from the 1950s or 60s. Frankie Valli and the four seasons. There's winter. Any other seasons of the year? Yes. Summer. There's two more. Spring, and the last one that we're in at the moment, winter. And Christmas is in winter. So then you put the four fruits on the ends of the four cocktail sticks, and they represent the fact that God provides the fruits of the earth in their season. So the reason we have the crops and the fruit and the vegetables is because God has given us seasons. And in the winter, often things look as if they're dead, but they're not. They are resting and waiting for the season of spring. And through the seasons, God gives us the harvest and the fruit of the earth. And the carol, the fourth verse, says this, "Four seasons with their harvest supply the food we need, and the Spirit gives a harvest that can make us rich indeed." What that carol verse is saying is the greatest gift of all is the Holy Spirit. Quite often, if we're driving around Northern Ireland and you'll see that sign that says the kingdom of God is nigh. The kingdom of God is nigh. In other words, God's kingdom, his rule and reign is here now, and we can respond to God at any time. And the time to respond to God is always now. Whether that's for the first time or whether that's for the 100th time in terms of saying, God, fill my heart with your love. Forgive me and give me a new start. And so today, if you have never given your life over to God, may I encourage you to make today the day for you to do that. And don't worry about anything in your past. It doesn't hold you back from having a relationship with God. And so God's inviting you today to have a fresh start with him. And to say, God, I'm sorry for what's happened in the past, and I want my life to be the way you want it to be, because your life leads to joy. My plans only end up leading to sadness and sorrow. So give me a new start. And we'll pray a prayer in a moment for us to be able to do that in a fresh way. So the last thing then is to light the light. And it represents the light of Christ in our lives. And also the fact that Jesus says to us, you are the light of the world. So I'm going to light this, and then we're going to share the light of Christ, and then we're going to pray. And you know, in that first service in Marienborn in 1747, the prayer that was prayed was this: Lord Jesus, kindle a flame in the hearts of these children, that their heart may be like yours. And that's the type of prayer we're going to pray in a moment. So from the back and also from the front, we're going to light our Christingles. And then we're going to share. Feel free to share that light of Christ. If people are a wee bit further away from you, feel free to get up and just share that light with someone who's sitting near you. They're beautiful Christingles. Well done. And just watch the wax. So do just hold them up straight. The tin foil hopefully will help with that as well. It's a lovely sight to see the Christingles lit, to see all your beautiful Christingles and candles. And if you haven't had a chance to do this, then there are spare kits. Please do take one. Or if you have a relative or a neighbor or a grandchild you'd like to bring a kit to, then please do that, and do just give them some advice about safety with it as well, and tell them about the symbolism. So hopefully we've got our Christingles lit, and let's pray together. Let's pray. Father, today we just say thank you for the new start that you give us in Jesus Christ. And this morning, if you want to pray a prayer for the first time, we just invite you to join in this prayer. Lord Jesus, you're the light of the world. You'd light up the darkness. Lord, come and illuminate my life. Come and illuminate my soul. Come and wash me clean and make me new. Come and give me a fresh start and fill me with your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your blood shed on the cross. We thank you that you gave the sacrifice for sin. Lord, that we may be made new and all things made new. So, Lord, thank you for your provision and your blessing in my life. Lord, come now and give me all that I need to live a new life. Thank you for the harvest, for the fruits of the earth, for the clothes on my back, for the water in the tap, for the food, for the relationships of those around me who love me in this church, in my family. Lord, thank you for your love. Lord, come and fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit. Illuminate every aspect of my soul and my life. I give every part of my life to you. So, Lord, shine in me, and Lord, also shine through me, that I may be a light to the world, that I may show others the mercy, the forgiveness, the love, and the peace that comes from knowing Jesus Christ. Lord, there is no other way to know peace and to know joy than through you. So, Father, come and fill our hearts with yourself today. And Lord, all this we ask in Jesus' name.